It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, our guest has been tracking changes on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website and says the agency has removed information about climate change and the role humans play in it. First, the state Supreme Court ruled this morning against releasing Department of Justice videos in an open records dispute involving State Attorney General Brad Schimmel. The videos were of training sessions led by Schimmel in 2009 and 2013 when he was Waukesha County District Attorney. After being denied access to the tapes, Wisconsin's Democratic Party sued for their release under the state's open records law. WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson joins me now to shed some light on this ruling. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
So why were Democrats interested in this training video from when Brad Schimmel was Waukesha County District Attorney?
Well, they got interested in 2014 when Schimmel was running for attorney general. He was then Waukesha County District Attorney. And so they, you know, filed an open records request for the videos, which were then in the custody of the State Department of Justice under then Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. It got a little more interesting when Schimmel then, you know, won the attorney general's race and essentially was in possession of these videos. It then became his call. And so, they were looking to find out what was on these tapes.
And what were they saying might be on them? What did they have? Why were they worried about what was on them?
If you look at some of the wording of the open records request, they were looking at, it sounds like, the way that Schimmel presented himself in these tapes. In one of the videos, Schimmel is describing law enforcement techniques for catching sexual predators. In the others, he's discussing a high-profile sextortion case involving high school students. So he is presenting scenarios in these cases. They were looking to see if the way that he presented himself in these cases threw any red flags.
Right. Their petition had said they claim that all of these may include offensive racial remarks and ethnic slurs, including but not limited to stereotyped accents. That's what the Democrats were claiming in their petition, as I understand it. Now, what did we hear from the defense of not releasing these tapes?
The defense for not releasing these tapes was that in any case, when you have a public records request, there's a balancing test. And so in the majority opinion, the 5-2 majority opinion, written by Justice Rebecca Bradley for the court's conservative majority, she essentially said that the balancing test in this case weighed on the side of keeping these tapes secret, because in the one instance she said that publicizing the tapes could publicize law enforcement techniques. You know, if you're talking about catching sexual predators and you talk about the mindset of a prosecutor and going after these crimes, she's saying that that there's no good to come of that. And in the other case, she said that you would re-victimize these people who had been part of this sexploitation investigation, although that was a very widely publicized case at the time.
Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, about a ruling from the state Supreme Court saying the Department of Justice did not have to release tapes that included now Attorney General Brad Schimmel as part of training videos he made before he was Attorney General. Let's get in more into the ruling. How did this one break down among the justices?
Yeah, so 5-2, and that is the court's, you know, it's not a partisan court, but you have five conservative justices or justices supported by Republicans, two more liberal justices or justices supported by Democrats. And that's how it broke down in this case. And it involved an open records dispute involving a Republican attorney general. So essentially the Republican-backed justices backed the Republican attorney general in this instance.
And what do we hear from the dissenting opinion?
The dissenting opinion, written by Justice Shirley Abrahamson, said that the court had cast a, quote, long shadow in Wisconsin's public records law. She said that it would eclipse the state's sunshine law, dim the lights on persons seeking information about Wisconsin government operations. And in this case, quote, shuts the lights off on two records that show how district attorneys charged with prosecuting all criminal actions within their prosecutorial units fulfill their duties. And she essentially asked what was gained here by closing off access to these videos. And she essentially said that the majority opinion that, you know, they based their decision to restrict access to these videos on this idea that essentially on fear, in Shirley Abrahamson's words, that there wasn't really much factual background in saying we can't, release these tapes because something bad will happen. It was more the fear that something might happen without that being really grounded.
And you talked to Bill Leader's longtime Open Records advocate here in the state. What did he have to say about this ruling?
Bill Leader said that it's always disappointing when you have a case like this where, you know, in this instance, justice is ruled against an Open Records request. He said the one thing to keep in mind with this case, though, is that he's not sure how widely it's going to be used for future cases as a precedent. Because, you know, in this case, there was a very specific balancing test with these two tapes and, you know, basically what they were discussing and how that weighed against the Open Records law. And so he's not sure that that's going to be a huge precedent. He did say it was one thing that bothered him, though, was that Justice Bradley, in her opinion, noted that Democrats had a partisan intent to go after these tapes. And he said that shouldn't matter. You know, both parties file these Open Records requests. Their motive doesn't matter. The point is you're open and you don't ask those types of questions in an opinion.
Have we heard from the Attorney General since this ruling came down this morning?
He issued a statement, obviously happy with the way this thing turned out. He said that even though he would have benefited politically from the release of these tapes, he believed the court made the right decision in this case to protect victims and guard the confidentiality of prosecutorial techniques. It's an awkward situation for Brad Schimmel, who literally wrote the manual on Wisconsin's open records law. He has made a point of pushing for transparency in government. And then here you had a situation where, you know, this is something that was very much his call to keep private, and he ultimately won in keeping it private. But he's saying here that the court made the right call in that balancing test.
Open records have been a hot issue in Wisconsin from the Attorney General himself, as you mentioned, in the state budget, a last day of the budget effort to change some open records requests. But it sounds like a lot of people are saying this isn't a precedent because of the sensitive nature of the cases that were being discussed here that wouldn't apply to maybe other future open records
cases. Yeah, and this and Leaders mentioned that. He did say that, of course, a case like this is going to be mentioned. It will be referenced in future open records cases, that it's not going to, you know, necessarily be a standalone. But because this was written very specifically, it won't necessarily be the guiding document that for future open records cases.
And this was a matter in the state courts. This is the state Supreme Court. They're the pinnacle of the court system. This is done now.
It's a state open records law. The state court, the state Supreme Court is the court of last resort here. So although two lower courts said that these records should be made public, the highest court disagreed.
All right, we'll leave it there. Sean, thanks as always for joining us. That was WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. He joined us to talk about the Wisconsin State Supreme Court's denial of a request to release Department of Justice training videos that included State Attorney General Brad Schimmel.